Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of serratus anterior found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to serratus anterior. The origin of the serratus anterior is at the superolateral surfaces of the upper 8 or 9 ribs at the side of the chest. Its insertion is at the anterior surface of the medial border of the scapula. In terms of its action, it draws the scapula forward and upward, it abducts the scapula and rotates it, and it stabilizes the vertebral border of the scapula. With regards to its innervation, remember that it is innervated by the long thoracic nerve, which receives innervation from the C5, 6, and C7 nerve roots. And in terms of its arterial supply, remember that it is supplied by the circumflex scapular artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to serratus anterior, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A healthy 49-year-old photographer presents to his primary care doctor for an annual physical. When conducting the physical exam, you note that he has decreased range of motion in his right shoulder, along with medial scapular winging. Upon questioning, he reports having to carry a heavy bag containing photography equipment over his right shoulder daily. Which of the following nerves is affected in his condition? And the answer choices are: choice 1, axillary nerve; choice 2, suprascapular nerve; choice 3, subscapular nerve; choice 4, long thoracic nerve; or choice 5, median nerve. The best answer to this question is choice 4, long thoracic nerve. The clinical findings are most consistent with the right wing scapula. In this condition, the long thoracic nerve is damaged, leading to paralysis of the serratus anterior muscle and an inability to stabilize the scapula against the thoracic wall. Long thoracic nerve injury typically results from external injury or radical mastectomy and axillary lymph node dissection for breast cancer. The long thoracic nerve innervates the serratus anterior muscle, which stabilizes the scapula against the thoracic wall when a posteriorly directed force is placed upon the glenohumeral joint. The serratus anterior also rotates the glenoid superiorly when reaching overhead. In this vignette, the patient likely damaged his right long thoracic nerve as it travels through his middle scalene muscle due to having to carry a heavy bag over his shoulder. The publication by Woodward and Best reviews the clinical evaluation of a painful shoulder. They emphasize the importance of obtaining a thorough history to differentiate between acute and chronic injuries. Physical exam should include inspection, palpation, range of motion testing, as well as more provocative testing for nerve impingement. Special attention should be paid to the rotator cuff, particularly in elderly patients. The publication by Mayer et al. Describes an innovative way of treating wing scapula. Traditional treatment is usually conservative with physical therapy. Palliative treatments include muscle transfer and surgical decompression in the form of neurolysis. In the study of 8 patients, no patients had remaining signs of wing scapula at 6 months follow-up after neurolysis of the long thoracic nerve. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The axillary nerve innervates the deltoid. Injury would lead to inability to abduct the shoulder. Choice 2. The suprascapular nerve innervates the supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscles of the rotator cuff, which stabilize the shoulder joint and aid in shoulder abduction and external rotation. Choice 3. The subscapular nerve innervates the subscapularis muscle of the rotator cuff. Injury would lead to inability to internally rotate the shoulder. Choice 5. The median nerve innervates multiple aspects of the forearm and hand. Injury would cause inability to oppose the thumb or flex the wrist of the affected extremity, as well as clawing of the index and long finger. That's all for this review about serratus anterior. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, We'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullet Step 1 Podcast.